Howard Halderman is president of Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management.
So farmland values peaked all-time high based upon our data in 2022. That was also the best farm income year in the U.S. history. So it stands to reason that we saw high values then. We've declined maybe 2-3% off that all-time high, and 23, 24, and 25 have been very consistent values, very steady over the last 3 years.
Halderman says that as it stands now, steady is the theme as we move ahead in 2025.
We're not moving up significantly in value, but we're also not declining. Friends of ours in the Western Corn Belt are actually seeing some declines, maybe 5 or 10%. We're not seeing that yet in the Eastern Corn Belt.
If we were to see some movement, either to the upside or the downside, Halderman explains what would be behind that move.
So right now, interest rates are one factor, and I don't think they move much. I think interest rates are probably going to be staying pretty stable to where they are, from what I hear.
So it would come down to farm incomes, both the yield and the price.
I think it's going to come down heavily weighted on commodity prices. Maybe yields to some degree, but assuming an average yield, which is all we can do here February 1st, you're looking at what commodity prices do. And I think that's going to be the biggest influence as we go over the next 90 to 180 days.
You can find auctions and property listings at Halderman.com. There's a link on our website as well. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.